the riots on Radio U. It has been a while, but Family Force Five is in the studio.
Watch out.
Yay.
You know, the exciting thing is I actually have managed to get everybody's name wrong today.
Did you?
Everybody but Teddy.
Well, yeah, Teddy, you're
that's right.
You're the fortunate one. It's also because we just recently talked to Teddy by phone, so fresh in your memory.
Nope, I would have got him because I remember Teddy from the other place.
Aww.
So, how are you guys this morning?
The other place. And maybe because I'm wearing pink today.
Sure.
Obadiah, you've only known us like 15 years.
I know.
Well,
That's not true.
When we talked to Teddy, he told us that you guys are going by your real names now, which is awesome. But we've always had to spend these years remembering your Family Force 5 names.
Yep.
So it was always hard. And now it's just switching on us.
Yeah, it's so called the little switcheroo.
The switcheroo.
So you know me as Fatty?
That's exactly what I know you as.
Yes.
In fact, before you guys got here, I went on Wikipedia and made a list of your nicknames and your real names.
Everybody.
And still didn't get it right.
Y'all, our Wikipedia is so wrong, and we've tried to like change it. We've tried to delete it for like 10 years.
All of Wikipedia?
Everybody's
page?
Wikipedia, yeah.
Okay.
Can you just log in and edit it?
Yeah, but I deleted it last year, and I was like, yes, I got you! And it went... Boop.
Now,
came back up like 2 seconds later.
You don't want it at all, or
it's just wrong. Okay. All the facts are wrong on it.
What you don't realize is one fan was like, "Oh no, it got deleted," and so they put it back up for you.
Right.
Probably
yeah.
so.
Yeah, evidently we started Family Force 5 in the 1900s.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they started in 1993, and it's like, no, we didn't.
No, we did not.
It's like,
I love how Josh said the 1900s. It made it sound
that's
like
what I'm
100
saying.
Years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it is. It's almost 100 years ago.
That is the 1900s.
Well, if anybody listening right now still enjoys editing people's and pages for Wiki, maybe go on and work with Family Force 5 on editing theirs.
Yeah, hey, we'll got some special stuff for you if you help us change our... Yeah. Wikipedia page.
I will tell you, there are people that they do that.
Yes,
they do. Like, there are agencies that you can hire to manage your Wikipedia
presence.
The thing.
We don't
the crazy thing is we've hired them, and it still,
still
goes
lying.
Back. So there's
Weird.
That one fan that's smarter than everybody on the planet.
It's the guy that owns Wikipedia.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I've got you. Yeah, it was our fault for wanting to become a robot, and now a robot's doing us in on our Wikipedia page.
Yeah, you just can't get it back.
It's real,
Full
dude.
Circle.
It's real. So how are things with Family Force 5?
Great.
We're good.
Yeah? What? So you guys have had some changes. Derek is gone.
Again.
You're going by your real names.
Yeah.
And we're going by FF5 now.
Okay,
we're
good. So no more.
So it's just 5.
There's no family about any of this.
Yeah. It's just FF5.
Besides the fact that they're brothers.
Wait, I didn't know that. I'm just kidding.
You should have checked your Wiki page.
Yeah.
That's on there.
Hold on. Let me go to there right now.
Yeah, let me go look.
I'm reading this off right now. So you guys are dragging around some other people with you. Who else is in the studio today?
We got a dude named Bradley.
Bradley.
For those of you that are keeping score, that would be Brad from Abandoned Kansas.
Yay, we were so excited. Yeah. Bradley's back.
And then who's the other guy?
Mr. Talkbox.
Now, we're going to clap for you, too.
Yes.
Yay!
And for those of you who don't know, well, he's just Mr. Talkbox.
But he's on tour with you guys with Social Club Misfits.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
And we're having a blast. Yeah, it's been a fun tour.
What's made this tour fun? Because it's got a funky name. What's the actual full name? Because last time we really screwed it up.
It's the label won't let us put out the record, so let's play the entire thing live tour.
Nice.
And it's just that.
So
we play the entire record live.
From front to back.
That's not even out yet. So we get a lot of like funny stares. But then we come back out and then we just play for like another hour
of the classics
until we drop. Mm. Literally, like first night of the tour. I don't know. The way things are now are super exciting and spontaneous. So we're just like, let's just keep playing.
Yeah,
we all woke up the next day and we're like, why did we do that?
I'm hurting.
Played an hour and a half, like.
Well, I assumed it'd be so long because when I heard that, I was like, I didn't think that most groups played a full album's worth of songs like in a concert. And so then I knew you would play some classic Family Force 5 stuff. And I thought, wow, that must be an impressively long set.
It's pretty fun, though.
Intense.
I mean, because there's a good response to the new stuff. And it's fun for us. Thanks. Jacob. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was like, oh, man, I see his mouth moving, but he's just rambling over here.
Yeah. Always, man.
Well, we're excited that concert is going to be tonight at the Park Street Saloon for the Family Force 5 and Social Club Misfits show for Radio U Columbus, which, of course, you can check out through radiou.com.
Yeah, and then, like, I'm going to be outside selling the bootleg afterwards because I'm recording the whole show.
The whole thing? Yeah. Please don't do that.
That's exciting.
Yes, please don't do that.
Not as much. Okay, so then how long does it take to play the entire album?
I mean, it's the you know, like, songs are like 3 minutes now, so it's like 45 minutes, you know.
So, give or take a few minutes. Yeah.
I mean, it just depends on what night you come. Like, there could be a lot of talking, or there could just be like, oh, let's get through this. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Man, I hate doing shows. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. What are you looking at me for, bro? I'm playing songs. No. No, it's fun. But I would say, like, the new stuff, like, I think the new record's only, like, 40, 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then, you know, once you play old stuff, those songs are, like, 5 minutes. So it's like, man, you get into the 90-minute set or more, and it becomes a workout.
Tonight, when you go into the venue, couches.
Couches. Actually, well, that's an excellent venue idea.
Good.
See, it's the only way people are coming out.
I'll put reserve signs negative. On them, so...
Yeah,
nobody
sits on them. Off air. No, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I mean, that would be nice if we're playing like a 90-minute set. I'd take one on stage.
Sure. And be like,
I can't do another high kick.
Well, you know what? With the right kind of recliner, you wouldn't have to.
I saw Toby Mac bring a couch on stage, and I thought it was like a prop, but he really, you know, he's so old now. He actually needed breaks in the middle of his set.
He just needed a moment.
Aww, you know what?
Aww, Teddy.
He's listening right now.
Speaking of bringing it back. Is he an avid supporter, listener, donator?
Well, you know, not anymore.
He loves you if you love him.
Where's Barlow Girl?
Where's Barlow Girl? That we were talking off air, like, one classic Family Force 5 Radio U moment was... Oh. Your interview many years ago discussing Barlow Girl.
Wasn't that
Girl.
Our first interview with you guys? Or
no, I think it was probably the second.
The
time
second
we were
one.
In.
We're just close. We just knew each other enough to start talking about that.
Talking about
we
Barlow
should post
Girl.
It on our Radio U Riot Facebook page. So if you're watching there live, we'll post it in a bit so you can watch some classic Family Force 5. And that just everybody talked about that interview forever.
Like, we would go places and people knew us because you guys talked about Barlow Girl.
Or they didn't know Barlow Girl, but they knew them because of you guys talking about them.
Did you ever have Barlow Girl come in after that interview?
No.
I don't think we did.
We ever interviewed
They
Barlow
broke
Girl.
Up after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you guys actually destroyed their career.
Well, I mean, I hope they're married and they're farting now, you know? And that comes with marriage.
That makes more sense if you hear the beginning of the other interview.
Well, maybe now they've reached a place where they're comfortable with who
with
they are.
Men and 30 years farting. Later.
Yeah. Right. Well,
after
you know,
the interview 15
years
later.
I thought we weren't going to talk about this. We said we're not going to, and now
something
we are.
Something with this room.
Yeah. It just brings it out, right?
Yeah, literally.
I think that was at the other building, though, but the furniture's the same.
No, I think it was here, too.
Was it here?
Yeah,
the Barlow Girl interview was here.
Mm-hmm, right when we moved here.
Yeah, it made its mark on the industry.
It did.
Right? It made and broke careers.
So please check out Radio U Riot on Facebook and catch that old YouTube video. I think that's on our Radio U Riot YouTube or our Radio U official one, so we'll find it.
Well, like, okay, that means we need to start some new beef. Like, who do you guys want to call out right now? Toby Mac's not going to respond.
That doesn't count.
Man. I just got to
tell
you.
Are there
you.
Any bands left that we can start beef with?
No, that's the saddest thing. It's like,
we could start some beef with Social Club Misfits.
But they're such nice guys, too, you know? I mean...
No, they're huge jerks! Nikki, that's how you start beef.
That's
you
not
can't,
enough beef.
You don't start beef with, like, oh, they are the nicest guys.
Just
they,
lovely
I've
people.
Never seen them not wear their own merch.
Really? Okay.
Oh, no, he is starting beef with them.
Nah, no beef, no beef. I'll wait a week to start this beef.
Okay. You know,
when they're off our home.
Where's the beef?
Is this shredded beef?
Nice. Yeah. You know, I think now would be a good time to hear some new Family Force 5. What do you think?
No, I want some more beef. Let's pick somebody.
Pick
Come
somebody.
On.
Okay. All right. Well, start naming off bands.
I mean, we've only got like Cats and Crowns is too nice.
I think Josh should talk about 21 Pilots.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
no. We can't say anything bad in Ohio.
Remember your wiki page?
We love, yeah. We love 21 Pilots. Over. They're the greatest.
Yeah, that's good to leave it at that.
I would not.
Yeah.
Actually wouldn't recommend that. Yeah. Somebody tweeted at me with 21 Pilots in the tweet, like, hey, I love listening to Obadiah. Thanks for playing 21 Pilots. I got like 100 likes on that tweet. It had nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with you.
It was just their, you were their just online added in people there. Like hard.
That's right. Yeah. Committed, dedicated people.
Me. Have you ever seen the show Catfish?
Yes.
I feel like all of 21 Pilots fans are all like Catfish.
All right. Well, that is Teddy.
I'll leave
and you
at that.
See him tonight.
Hey, my Twitter and Instagram is at Teddy Bolt.
Please.
You can send your hate mail.
Send
there.
Your love and well wishes to him. Why don't you? And don't add us. Don't add us to any of that. Yeah,
I don't want to be in that mix.
No.
So we're going to hear Tiger Knight with Mr. Talkbox. Dude, Mr. Talkbox, get up here and tell me, like, how did you get in on this?
Well, that's a long story. You were, like,
how about the short version?
Yeah, well, short version.
USA Today version.
Yeah, good friends with these guys for years. We've toured together. You know, some of y'all might know me from Toby Max. That's how I met these guys through Toby
with
Max.
With the couch?
Sat on a couch?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
yeah.
sad. That's
we were
sad.
There.
He was on the couch.
And yeah, so we've been friends for years. And yeah, I just reconnected with him, and here I am.
And here you are. Yeah. All right, so tell us about the song Tiger Knight.
Tiger Knight.
Featuring Mr. Talkbox.
Yeah.
Tiger Knight, basically we wrote this. It was a friend of ours that was having like a hard time, you mm-hmm. know? And Teddy had this idea. He was like, man, we need to write a song called Tiger Knight. And we were like, whoa, cool. Like,
what does it mean?
It was just basically, yo, like, you know, leave your cares behind. We're going to go out and have a Tiger Knight. So it's basically a feel good song about like this person, like kind of getting persecuted at work and like being bullied a little bit. And, us going like, yo, let's go have a Tiger Knight, man.
Yeah, Tiger Knight.
It's going to be fun. It's so ferocious.
Go to the zoo.